helped you get to this point?
Yeah, just going back home for a little while after the season was over with, and seeing how everyone in my small town looked up to me, and how much my family supported me, and not wanting to let them down. So that's a big thing for me.
Hey, can I ask you this? You had a history of being a great return guy in college, right? I mean, you really were very good at that.
Taves just talked to me. He said he wants me to be
really,
the guy this
year.
Yeah,
they never really gave you that shot last year. And when you had that interception in the Colt game, it looked like you were a return guy when you were weaving your way through
there. Definitely.
What's the deal with that? Why? And would you love to do that?
Oh, most definitely. I grew up playing offense and returning kicks all the time. So, but Coach Taves told me he didn't trust me last year with ball security, which I told him I didn't get a chance to show what I could do on the field yet, but I understand where he's coming from because I was a rookie coming in. But he said he wants me to be the guy this year, so I just got to go out there and earn that spot.
Justin, you seem just right now around us. I can see a difference. You seem so much more at ease. Was it overwhelming to you at times last year to be a number one pick and dealing with us and everything that goes with it?
I wouldn't say overwhelming. It's just that times I had my moments where I really didn't want to be bothered or talking to anyone, but. I mean, everyone has those days.
Sure.
So.
Did you have a personal issue? Coach
Patton
said in the
offseason
you had a personal
issue. No. Nothing that you would want to share?
What's that?
What was there something but just nothing you would want to share?
You can say that, yeah.
A few minutes ago, you made reference to put a picture of your best friend. I didn't hear you. Were you talking about Boston?
Yes.
No.
Justin, when the coaches and some of your teammates and Ray Farmer talked to you about growing up, did you agree with them? I mean, did you see where they were coming from?
Oh, most definitely, 100%. I didn't disagree with them on anything that they said, and we talked for quite a while. I talked with Jim O'Neill, Coach Hav, Coach Glenn, and Ray Farmer after the season, so we all had heart-to-heart conversations.
Was that a wake-up call?
Yes.
Was there any point in like mid-season last year when you realized, no, this isn't right. I have to be growing up now. Did you realize that before the season ended and you couldn't just do it, or what?
There were times I realized it, but mistakes just kept on happening. So once the season ended, I just wanted to come back with just looking straight forward and not looking back.
Hey, did you have to can you relate to all the things that Johnny Manziel has gone through, you two together, the two first round picks, having those struggles, getting things turned around in the offseason? And if so, have you guys kind of bonded over what you went through and what you hope to accomplish?
We haven't really talked about anything like that, but I'm pretty sure our situations are not 100% the same, but similar.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.